So I guess I've gotten burnt out on the Tweetbot review, but I'm going to try to get it up tomorrow for sure. Unless I hear back from Tapbots about an interview request or about their roadmap or anything. But it's occurred to me in the past day or two especially that I went a little bit overboard on just signing up for trials of services, you know. I was like, I got an education discount to Adobe, so I signed up for that. And then I got Adobe Document Cloud space. And I was like, well, I might as well put Mom on that account so that she can use it. So we have a little bit of Document Cloud space, which immediately gets used up because basically all of the software in the CC library has huge project files at this point. Anyway. And then of course, you know, I better get all the Adobe apps on my phone, sync those, with the document library. Premiere Rush is impressive. And before that, of course, I've been doing as much or like dedicated myself to using Microsoft stuff again. Cause I got, we have a pro subscription to Office 365 so that we can use Office 365 and 1 terabyte of OneDrive space. But this shit all adds up real quick. That's in the news right now. Well, apps scamming people into subscriptions is in the news, but an illusion that, it's bare, it's just $1 a month. Well, $1 a month really isn't bad. It's like, but you know, of course it's misleading because the difference, I'm not going to talk about the math, but basically I just looked at an Apple One subscription, which you get 2 terabytes of iCloud space, plus family sharing. So I just set my mom up in family sharing. I accepted it. We're doing it. We're going to see what happens. I hope it's not going to ruin my life. I'm not actually going to withdraw from anything, but the thought occurred to me, well, maybe I should do a hypothetical as I'm withdrawing from these services. This is my last month of Adobe CC. Let's look at the native shit, see how it's doing. Because, you know, I'm running 14.5 beta now, which included reminders changes. I've been using To-Do for so long, because Microsoft To-Do was such a great app, but Reminders looks great. And then, you know, Apple Notes was one thing that I refused to use because of how awful it always looked. But it's really handy for making lists of apps, for instance. You can't do a wish list anymore because of its integration with, I guess it's called Rich Media Cards, whatever the fuck. It's not going to replace Bear, but I mean, technically it could. Pages, that's what I've been really playing around with. If you didn't need to do any of the things that you actually only need a full word processor for, as in the only reason you need to open a full word processor like Word is if you're going to print it eventually in some form, especially if you're going to be publishing it. Anyway. And that's the, I'm really surprised that Pages has the features it does. I think it's the only word processor that I know of that can, out of the box, export to EPUB, which is interesting. Fucking Numbers. I've never opened it, but I opened my speed test results in Numbers because I happened to get the email in the native mail app. And I was like, you should open this in Numbers. And I did. And if I didn't need to customize it, which I don't, I guess. I don't know. I get it. I get the ego. The garden. I'm in the garden. That is the part of the garden. I guess. I don't know. Pages, its ability to manipulate. Well, I guess it doesn't manipulate. It just immediately converts Word. It converts .doc and .docx to its own file format. But the speed that it does that. I don't know. I guess I might as well take the time. Maybe I should do that later. Just a little post. Like, do a week where I only use native Apple software. My mom runs her entire practice scheduling on, what I know is iCal. I should probably do something about that. And my lips are drying out.